April the 12th, 2023. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Maraj Speaks Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salam alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is El-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Wahiuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradio.drmirajspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the ones that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua and then we will continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Integrity, Muslim wholeness. Integrity means wholeness, but it also means harmony, agreement, and a workable unit. And that is very important for a reproductive mind. It has to achieve a higher purpose, something that appeals to the mind, need peace, harmony, and integrity. It means agreement and a finite focus. A person of integrity is a very strong person because something higher has formed order, has contributed to their mind, coming in order, and having a vision and a defined plan and a commitment to not violate that principle for the plan. Stay moral, stay rational, stay focused, stay obedient to the higher call. That is what makes great people. So this is the intent in religion and scripture. It is not always respected in religion as expressed by preachers or leaders, but this is what scripture wants in man. You find the highest cause that can bring about the best order for his intellect, for his mind, and situate him as a thinker or a visionary to accomplish all that God created man to accomplish on this planet Earth. Prophet's mission is to purify you. Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, wanted to see all of us reach that when he said to his followers, meet me at the water pool. The language used as lake, a big bath, is like a big bathtub. So that says that his mission was to bring us all together for a refreshing bath. In the Quran, it pictures him as the unlettered prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, mentioned in the book that came before, mentioned and in the Torah and the Gospel. And what is his mission? To purify you and to free you from every yoke of bond of slavery. All that enslaves the mind, he came to free it for us, from us. Prayer. The Quran, Surah 35, Ayat 18, prayer purifies. Bukhari, page 1, 345, Prophet given 5 prayers. Why do we pray? Muslims pray because we feel that we owe it to Almighty God to thank him, to express obedience and submission to him. There are many more reasons than that. We pray also because we know that prayer helps us. It helps us mentally. It helps us morally. The Holy Quran says that prayer is best for purifying. It cleanses the thoughts. It cleanses the mind. So we also pray because we feel that we should remember our God, and we should remember the benefits that we get from God and acknowledge that those benefits come from Almighty God, whose proper name is Allah. Remember, Allah ties things together. The Quran, Surah 29, Ayah 45, remember, remembrance of Allah is the greatest thing. The Holy Quran says the remembering of Allah is the best. It means that whatever you may think of doing that will help you, there is nothing that can help you more than the remembrance of Allah. Not that that is enough within itself. To just remember Allah and forget about it, we know that prayer, if it is not really lived, that if it is, if the face that you show, if it doesn't come out in your actions, you know it was nothing. Someone who prays, someone who just prays all the time and does nothing, his prayers have no meaning. But if you pray and you are sincere in your prayers, and if you are really giving recognition to Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the prayer is going to make you conscious of the things that you are neglecting to do in your own life. You may be neglecting your own wife. You may be neglecting your children. You may be neglecting the home. You may be neglecting your obligation to help the Muslim community. You might be neglecting yourself. So whatever it is that you are neglecting, if we remember to turn to Allah in prayers, and if we do this conscious of what we are doing, it is going to improve us in every way. Allah connects us with our obligations. Because Allah is the only thing that will connect us, all of our obligations, if I put my heart on making a beautiful home for myself, that beautiful home is not going to connect me with all of my obligations. If I put my heart on being a successful businessman, that's not going to connect me with all of my obligations. If I put my heart on being a good father to my children, even that won't connect me with all of my obligations. I might put my heart on being good to myself. That won't connect me with all of my obligations. But there is something, and that is Allah, that if we put our hearts and minds consciously on him, through him, he will connect us with all of our obligations, because the Creator ties everything together in the proper way. Bukhari 1, page 1, 345. Prophet given 75 prayers. So this great man, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may peace be upon him, he organized the prayers and he set times. Now, other prophets had themselves the practice of praying in the morning, at night, and some are recorded in the Bible to have prayed in the midday. But Prophet Muhammad of Arabia times, five prayers, five times for prayer. He established then under divine inspiration. Pray five times like eat food five times. Now, if you think about it, today people eat three standard meals, right? So this is physical food. But most people believe now that they should have a little something to in between breakfast and lunch, and a little something after the supper and before bedtime. So you see, the modern society has grown the required physical meals five times now. So you see, the divine eye saw ahead. He said, now, man, if you would feed your mouth five times and you want to be regular with it, your mind, if you don't get that breakfast on time, why not feed your mind, which is more important than the physical body? Why not feed it five times? And there are more than that. There is important that we should recognize this physical food that is used to feed our body. Now, as Muslims, we know that we have received a mental, moral, and spiritual food through Al-Islam, through the Holy Quran. That food has made us and our human body healthy and strong. So if you think each other for things like a loaf of bread, $5 or $10, how much more should we think Allah, who has given us all this wisdom that is more than $5 and $10, or a good meal, food for our higher body, then some people say, why should we pray every day, one time a week? Why is it once a week? Come out on Sunday and thank God. Why isn't that enough? Well, this is the Christian attitude. If I do you a favor every day, I expect for you to show some recognition every day. Now, Allah is doing for us every day, every minute and every second of the day. So why should we just have a weekend thing? We should feel gratitude. We should feel that we should say thank you every day. This way, in respecting Allah and giving Him thanks regular every day, and as many times during the day, we are showing the world that God is in our life is more important than anything else. But those people who won't interrupt their plate for God wants interrupt their work for God beneath their own personal little thing. So when you go to the East, you see what rules in the East, in the Muslim land. It's not factory. It's not the dollar maker. The people rise up in the morning, and the first thing they rise up is for Allah before the sun hits the horizon. Soon as a little light shows itself in the east, they rise up for Allah. Then after they rise up for Allah and get their little something to eat and clean up, then they go to work. See, this keeps your life in proper proportion, proper balance, and it keeps your life healthy. It keeps you healthy-minded. So habit in the West is to kill spiritual nature. But the habit that we have over here in the West is designed to kill your spiritual nature. The first thing you do in the morning is you got to rise up for the man, for yourself too. You make a dollar for him and a dollar for you, right? Or maybe $10 for him and $2 for you. But if you rise up for the man, so you rise up in the morning and you got the job on your mind, you're rushing because you don't want to be a few minutes late for the man. You see how important the man becomes in your life? You count your little money at the end of the week. Al-Hayya, Allah is your real life. Everything becomes more important than your real life, and that is Allah. Allah is called one of His names. It's Al-Hayya, which means the life. Without that life, we don't have any life. We're just earth around here. moving, got blood in it, but it's not doing it. It's not, and it is nothing but earth. Earth with no sense. Earth has natural sense. So you don't catch the earth doing any crazy thing. But if you let a human become earth, and you got some crazy earth on your hands. Now, we want to look at something else. That is that we think about how man's food has become a regular thing, five meals people eat, and don't think of it too much. Some of them are taking snacks between the five. They get all ugly and just can't break the habit. Work excessive, more than 40 weekly. Our work has become such an experience in the family life that we really work too much and work against themselves and the family. But you have to do it to make ends meet. Many of us work 16 hours, some 12 hours, some 8 hours. But even 8 hours has become too much. We work 8 hours, and your wife, you don't have time for your children. You don't have time for your mental development. You don't have time for anything but work. The Quran, Surah 35, Ayat 18, none bears burden of another. Racism. Racism color is from the material environment. Races were black, brown, and red, and white. The Quran, Surah 35, Ayat 27, see colors in the mountain. The Quran, Surah 49, Ayat 13, God made you different. God made you different to know one another. El Hadith, page 1, 490 and 167W. No superiority of a black, red. So you will find that the enemies of El Islam, that they are amongst us too, if they don't think they can say it directly to you and cause a serious problem or be seen reporting the hint, they hint. Their breath, it means influence. They put their influence out to say without vocalizing it with words. Why do you want to follow an Arab or an Arab? Why do you want to follow a white man? Refers to the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him. Nobody makes themselves white or black. Where they were born makes them white or black. If they are born in an area deprived of sunlight and direct sunlight, and their parents lived in that area for generations going back, for thousands of years or maybe millions of years, they are white. Their eyes are weak. The color of the eye is light, gray, blue. It has nothing to do with their heart or with their brains or their intelligence. It has nothing to do with anything except what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. We get our color from the sun. I heard the Honorable Elijah Muhammad say that, preaching, not whispering it to anybody. He was right. That is science, and it is in the Quran. If you understand it, it lets us know color is a product of the natural environment, the material environment, the ocean, pure, down. This color consciousness that wants to make one people superior to another. Although Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, addressed it in his final farewell speech, he speaks of the organic things that grow out of the earth about the variety of color, but it also speaks of the color in stones or rocks, And it says, in the top of the mountain, which is revelation for the wise in scripture, or those guided by God, the color of the rocks in the mountain, you see stones come white, red, and it mentioned black. And really people of that time, medieval times, the ancient time, they thought that the race should be of three colors, or they made the race the three colors, black, brown, and red. So white people were called red in the time of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. They weren't called white European people. They were called red. Why? Because they are affected by the sun like that. The sun makes them red, called red people. So the sun makes skin black. So Africans and people are called black. You had black, red, and brown, and these colors are said to be in the mountains. But it also white, the presence of white, it says, and the presence of black, that is called raven black. If you ever seen a raven bird, black feathers in the sun, it is a beautiful black. It says those colors are in the mountains. What was Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, saying to the wise in that language? He was saying to them, see the signs of God that he puts in the mountains, the logic, the intelligence of the black man, the logic of the European man, and the logic of the Asian man. He put the signs of all of their intelligence of these people in the mountains, that they ascend the mountain. That means they go to the highest level in the world. Dr. King said, I have been to the mountaintop. And I believe he did reach the mountaintop for intelligence and vision in this world. Also, Moses went up the mountain, didn't he? And Muhammad went up the mountain. So if you understand what I'm giving you right now about the mountain and about color prejudice, you will accept, as I have accepted, that God and creation supports the faith that all people are given the same intelligence. And they all can ascend to the same height. The color, black, white, protection. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 138, God, baptism. The Quran, Surah 35, Ayat 28, color, man, animals, protect. I said to myself once, I said, black is a protection. It hides, and I noticed that the vital points on certain animals were black. So I said those vital points are made black for the protection of that animal so that the attacking animal will go to the part that shows bright, that bright part, and attack the part and will miss the vital organs, the vital pieces to vital organs. A dog nose is black, right? And that's a vulnerable spot on the dog. I said to myself, well, white is a protection. They are made white so that the attacking animal, the animal that will prey on them, won't detect them so easily. Then my mind came to the chameleon, the little creature that God made that will take the color of the color that he's near or in. I said to myself, all of these colors are protection. And then I recall God saying in our holy book, and I hear Imam Pakistani, they like to say that, sub-gesh-talahi, or color, our color is the color of God. Our colors are the colors of God. The Quran, Surah 36, Ayat 36. He created worlds, you know, now. Glory to Allah who created and tears all things that our earth produces as well as their own humankind and other things of which they have no knowledge. So Allah says to Prophet Muhammad 1400 years ago, he says that there are worlds that you know and worlds that you know not. Time the people had to believe Prophet Muhammad, there was no evidence, microbiological, had not been discovered. There was a whole world of living creatures that did not know anything about. That is the world of microscopic creatures, the biology, the life we call the study of biology. These microscopic creatures, you can't see them with our eyes. Can we see the germ in natural water? No. So when you take the microscope and you put a drop of creek water on the slide, microscopic slide, it takes the microscopic and look down, the microscope, pardon me, and look down there, you will see things crawling. You will see animals. So here, man, after that revelation, discovered a whole world of animals. Allah said that there are worlds that you know and know not, meaning that, no, you can't verify this. I am telling you that you can't verify it. You don't know. There are worlds that you know and worlds that you know not. And that has come through in so many ways. The world of microscopic animals that have been discovered. There is a world of autonomy energy that has been discovered. Radiation and all these things were not discovered back then. Even in America, we had a whole physical part of the world that was unknown to those people at that time. It had been discovered, but nobody knew it. It was forgotten. Nobody kept a record of it. The Quran predicted as there are unseen worlds. The Quran Surah 36, Ayah 36, they are worlds you know and know not. Bukhari, page 9, 134, milk from the prophet's finger. So science, true science, could not have been discovered, not even the internet interest, pardon me, to go after it, if not for God. God says in the Quran, there are worlds that God made that you see and worlds that you see not. So the Quran even said that there were invisible worlds at that time. Man did not know. There was the invisible world of bacteria, microscopic, and it had not been discovered. But later man found a whole other world of living things, microscopic life and organisms. It was not discovered before the Quran. Check your history. Check your record. So when this came to Muhammad, prayer and the peace be upon him, about creation, it said, read in the name of your Lord who created. That means who had made all things, you included. Don't forget how I started this. I said the Native Indian believed that everything made has a message for man's intelligence. Put it all together. Do not let it slip out of the plate. Keep it all together. Thank God. And also in the Quran, God says, everything that you see embodies knowledge. Everything seen or knowledgeable embodies a knowledge or a science, the ilma. Ask any Arab, what is ilma? He will say science. Right now, it might be a native-born Arab-speaking person in the audience. Sometimes when I speak, is there any native-born Arabic speakers present or persons in Arabic is your language. You were born with that, and so we can see you if you are here. There are none here today. Too bad, fellow. You are missing a lot. Ilma is science. Everything embodied a science, higher knowledge. And Ilma, in the time of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, we did not have all of these sciences of the human life. But now you have science of the blood, science of the skin, and even different parts of the skin. Science of the hair, science of the eyes, and the different parts of the human eye. Science of everything, we have it now. It was said long before it was ever known by man in the Quran, and it is still there 1400 and some odd years, all where God says in Arabic, Wasakuri Lasharin Rahmatan Wa Ilman. Wasakuri Lasharin Rahmatan Wa Ilman. You will find it just like that in the Quran, translated, that he has caused everything to be extended, expanded, and to embody a knowledge, a science. So Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, even associated his dream with science. He had a dream. And he told his people his dream. He said, I had a dream. And in this dream, milk was oozing out of my bones. And he said, what is the meaning of that dream in science? Now, in our time, we know that calcium is needed if you are going to have bones. And calcium is also in the milk. And you have to drink milk to get your calcium in order to develop bones and the human body. In a good way. Allah creation upon duality. The Quran, Surah 36, Ayah 36, Allah created all things in pairs. The Quran, Surah 112, Ayah 2, Allah is eternal. The Quran, Surah 7, Ayah 7, Allah is never absent. The Quran, Surah 6, Ayah 14, Allah, you feed not. Most adults think about what they do not have, the courage of a child to say it. We believe that everything has to come from something, whatever it is, because that's our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses that situation for us that makes us have difficulty understanding this. He addresses it when he says he created everything that exists. It operates upon a duality. That means it has two, your thinking has to have something to think about. Your thoughts, your mind has to have something to think about. You cannot operate without something else. So you have to have two. Human life, like all life, can't operate except as a duality. Some lives have to have four. But human is on a duality, and many other lives are on a duality, even in the inanimate world. Negative and positive makes it possible for their function. God says, I am alone in my identity and my uniqueness, great as one alone. He says everything has to come from something. So how can God exist and come from nothing? He doesn't come at all. He has never been absent. He has no beginning, as the old ministers used to say, and no ending. That's God. He has always been. Now, what makes it hard for us to understand it is because we are human, and we think, we know, and we can be always, can live always. We can't be before creation. We have to feed on something. God says, I don't need you to feed me. I don't feed on anything. I don't sleep. I don't need sleep. I don't need rest. I'll tell you something. Isn't there space here, in here, and outside? Where does it end? Is there some wall out there in the sky somewhere where it stops? If it is, the wall is occupying, and on the other side of the wall is space. Now, that's enough for us to think about. Regularity, dependability. The Quran, Surah 36, Ayah 38. Sun is on computed, regulated course. Allah is a worker. The Quran, Surah 55, Ayah 29. Allah worker daily. The Quran, Surah 39, Ayah 39. You work in your place, I work in my place. Say, oh, my people, do whatever you can. I will do my part. But soon will you know your nature teaches you regularity. And God in his Quran, in verses of scripture, points to the nature within and the nature without. In the outer world, to show us how the world is regular, the sun rises in the morning, it sets at night. The season comes spring, summer, fall, and winter. Things follow in a definite pattern. And they come regularly. So who is more faithful than the sun? Or is it rises every morning and it sets every night. So the clouds may come up and blot out their light. But we might think that maybe the sun didn't come up the way up this morning. But one day we see the cloud pushed back before our eyes. And the sun is in its place, on time, didn't lose any time. It's in its place. So clock, internal, is most important. So maybe you know, I don't have to get up this morning. There is no clock to punch. Yes, there is. There was a clock to punch in your house more important than any clock that you can punch out there in the streets. That's your babies, your sons, your daughters. They're looking at you. They say, well, I get up before him, and I'm going to school. And I'm on my job studying, and he's in the bed asleep. No. From now on, let us not let that happen. If you don't have a job to do, and you accept that in your life, I'm unemployed. I don't have a job to go to. If you accept that from that moment on, you will start deteriorating. And you are going to deteriorate and deteriorate by degrees. And pretty soon you are going to find that you are useless. Useless. You don't have to have a job to go to. Self-job, million acres, cultivate. The Quran, Surah 28, Ayah 77. The hereafter, don't forget, share in the world. So life is a job, and the first and the most important job is life. You have your life to live and protect. You have your life to cultivate. You have your wife to help. Your children to cultivate. Your children to bring up. You have a job. Say, well, I'm a bachelor, brother. You have a job if you are one man. You've got about 1 million acres of human land to cultivate. Your body, your once body is equal to 1 million acres of the best land on earth. 100 acres of land, 1 million acres of land of the best land on this earth is not as valuable as your body. So don't think that you are poor. You are rich. A bachelor with no job, no wife, no girlfriend, no brother, no sister, no mother, no father, alone in the world, no friend, no bachelor. He is rich if he just wakes up to the fact that he has a wealth within himself. Cultivate it. Watch over it. Develop it. Come to the masjid on Sunday. Feed your mind, feed your heart, feed your spirit. come to the kutba, cup of big till light. We have been given that light and life. It will do its job. But will you do your job? At works, Allah, in the Quran, he even describes himself as a worker, saying, I am a worker. I am working in my place. You can't get in my place. My place is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. I am God, controller of everything. But you have your place. Say, so you work in your place. Allah wants workers, wants knowledgeable people. Her home needs order. Family home needs order, not clutter. The Quran Surah 36, Ayah 38, sun computed regular course. Look at what you have in your house today. The average one of you, go back and look into your home and see, don't you have too many clothes in your home? More than what you need? Go and check your home out. You have something to give a poor neighbor. You have something to give to the poor brother and sister who are in Jamaica or who are in some other country. You have something to give away. And it's doing nothing but sitting there, going to waste. You have shoes that you haven't worn out. But they give you, they made them obsolete to sell you another pair of shoes. They're not in style anymore. You put them out of the style to make you give some more money. Yes. Go check your home out and you will see that you have a lot in your home that is unnecessary. You have things in your home that you can't use, that you're not going to use. You have no intentions of using it, but it's good enough for some other poor person to use, but that's your life. Half of you have nowhere to live in your home. Your home is so cluttered with stuff that you don't have a place to live in your home. Isn't that miserable that the human being has allowed his intelligence to be destroyed? No sense of what is right or wrong. No sense of order. Order is the world, dear people. Rendering his service in the world, dear people. You can't see what is nature. What is the order of the world? By looking at yourself or by looking at your friend, you may be out of the nature and out of the order of the world. Sun, order, path. God has given us something that is in the center of our universe. And it's computed, it is the center of our solar system. In the center of the planetary order, that the sun, there's nothing around us that gets or demands as much attention from us than the sun. Trees, birds, creatures, none of them are big enough to compete with the sun for our attention. So when the sun rises, it gets everybody's attention. So when it sets everybody's attention. And look what it's doing. The sun is following a regular course. The sun is following a defined order. The sun is not doing what it wants to do. The sun is not a discriminatory body that does as it pleases. No. The sun is following a law. This is what Allah is telling us in the Quran. The sun is following a law. The sun has some sense of time, duty, and time to do it all. The sun is not late coming up. You're late coming up. Sun is following a pattern, following a defined order, following a time sequence. And look what it's doing. It's not eating up the world. The sun is helping the world grow. The sun is growing the grass. The sun is growing the vegetation, the vegetables, the fruits, and it feeds the animals. So the sun is growing the animal. This sun is growing us because we eat the animals. The sun is working us up, and the sun is letting us sleep. Say, oh, I woke you up to work. You did a lot of work. You need to rest now. Sun go down so you can rest. As the biggest and the most observable piece of matter in our solar system, if you had nothing but the sun, if you didn't have a Quran to follow, if you had nothing but the God could judge you, you would be doomed to hell still. God will say, oh, how did you let this physical world fool you to think that you just eating, drinking, sleeping, sex playing, and having foolishness was all up to life? Couldn't you see an example in the biggest and the most physical thing I showed you? This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks Block Talk Radio. So what keeps this thing going? What keeps life going? What keeps the production increasing? Is something that follows a law, something that follows an order, something that renders a service, something that is not eating everything up, but is giving something to the world. So what is wrong with you? Miserable creatures have allowed the wicked enemies of God to take over the world, take over your mind, and lead you against your own self, against your will, being against your own dignity, made you disrespect yourself, made you abuse yourself, made you throw yourself to hell. But when you know that you should hate the leadership of this world, you should hate the calling voices of this world that calls you away from devotion to Allah, that calls you away from righteousness, to make it your decision to be a warrior, to fight them every bit of energy you can muster up. You should never be out of a job anymore because you have a job. You have to fight for your life against the crazy influences that are in this world that calls itself American modernism, civilization, good times, moon, water, less man, people, no faith. The Quran, Surah 36, Ayah 39, moon dry of water. What are we to understand from this as religious people? We are to understand that the waterless mind, a mind with no faith, a mind with no faith in God as the supreme being, a mind that doesn't trust moral strength and faith in something superior to it, can do very much, but assist something greater. The moon is just a little assistant to the sun. We can live without the moon, but we certainly can't live without the sun. Yes, some people may say, well, we can't live without the moon because the moon controls the tide. If we didn't have the moon, the water would be controlled. Well, I don't know. That maybe something else in the solar system will be able to affect the tides and keep the tides in their natural order if the moon is knocked out of the sky. But we know that we depend on the sun for energy, for light, for life. The sun is greater in religious symbolism than is the moon. Desert. When earth is without water, forget about it. No light. No life, forget about water, without earth doesn't necessarily mean no life. But earth without water means no life. There is no life on the moon, no water. If you go to the desert where there is hardly any water, you will find hardly any life. And if you find any life at all, it is because there was some moisture in the atmosphere over the desert, or there was some underground water existing under the desert. And there is some moisture at some trees before it doesn't become a desert, some organic life before desert became desert, was able to keep and maintain some water to keep it organic existing on the desert. Lotus plant. So the water is either in the plant or in the atmosphere, or it's under the desert. So there is no water in the dry land. There is no life in the dry sand because there is no water. But there is a plant that has that, has its symbolic place in religion. It is called a lotus plant. I have been fortunate enough in my life, not that I consider it any great blessing now, the lotus plant has power. It has symbolic meaning and symbolic religion. And I saw the lotus plant growing in water. It was in the earth. It wasn't in the earth. It was in the water. There was no earth around it, touching it. It was growing in plain water. And the plant had risen up to the surface of the water. And there was floating on the surface of the water, not being rooted, and it had bloomed. And there was a nice flower, a pretty plant, growing in the water, living in the water without earth. So lotus and water means get moral life. Can you find a plant living in earth without water? No, no, no. So what is this saying to you? That if you want to live, you have to get moisture upon me. If you want to live, you have to get moral life in you. If you want to live, you have to get faith in God back in you. The Quran Surah 36, Ayah 39, moon measured. Mind of man is like the moon starting out in the dark. It is impossible for the human mind to capture the whole of God's creation. God does not have to argue with us. He does not argue with us. He lets us run out so we will start all over again. And that is what life is on this planet Earth, with the mind. It is just like the moon that seems to be gone forever, for a day or so. Then it appears again as a thin crescent, thin line, and it grows until it becomes full, a complete circle. And then it disappears for a day or so. And after growing into fullness, it disappears for a day or so and start all over again from a little thin line. So the philosophers seers and prophets saw that as a sign of the ability of man's brain, or the ability of man's intelligence. It starts out in the dark when it is in the dark. When you are yet in your mother, you have not been born yet. But as soon as you are born, after 9 months, and your mother, you become conscious if you are blessed to have life. You become conscious in this big world created by God. So when you become conscious, your brain starts to work immediately. And the brain will grow and grow over the years. You become more and more intelligent, and you will fix your mind on something, and you will perceive what life is, and you will live that life, and will run out, and it will run out. You are still living physically, but your mind has run out. You cannot go, you cannot do anything more with the reality. You are stopped. And you may run into the Honorable Elijah Muhammad back there in that time, and he may say things that shake your mind up and jolt it with powerful energy. And you might start thinking all over again. And you end up thinking into another world. You have thought yourself into another world. And you think and you think and you think. And something happened. Some tragedy or something, not a tragedy, a good experience. But something has shaken that conviction you had. And you will start all over again. Just like the moon, keep trying to perfect, to keep trying for perfection. And every time the moon gets perfection, it has to give it up and start all over again. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we get more than one month to life. If we think we can have it and we don't know, start over again. That is life. So in the final analysis, what is a human being? A human being is life, certainly life, belonging to all other life that God created. All life is sensitive. Life is connected. We are connected not only in flesh, we are connected also in plant life. All life is to flesh, or all life is connected. I remember the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that you are what you eat. So if I am what I eat, I am cabbage, string beans, and chicken, and all of that stuff. And that is true. God made the human being to be a consumer of all foods. Some animals, they just wanted one food. Some eat grass or vegetables, like we do. But we are the most of the biggest of all consumers, consuming more than all other living things. What I want to say with this line of reasoning is that we limit ourselves, and we are about our brain before they reach maturity. The Quran, Surah 36, Ayat 47. Poor, why feed poor is Allah's will he could have. And when they are told, spend ye of the bounties with which Allah has provided you, you unbelievers say to those who believe, shall we then feed those whom if Allah had so willed, he would have fed himself? Ye are in nothing but manifest error. Salatullahu Zadeen, surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. We will continue this tomorrow, inshallah. It only means if it please God. New Africa Excellent Enterprise. Imam Dr. Miraj speaks for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.